Second player press start.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Second Player Press Start. My name is James and I'm joined by my friend
Darren.
And today we thought we would try something a little different. It got pretty late recording one of our episodes and we thought, well, it wasn't late enough that we wanted to kind of call it quits. So we wanted to try something a little different. So we thought about maybe just watching a trailer and then chatting about that trailer.
Sure.
For a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Initially, we were going to talk about the Life is Strange 2 teaser trailer.
Right.
But it was so short, there wasn't really much to discuss. I think in a week or two, they'll reveal a bit more of that game. So maybe we'll try this format again for that game. But we went back to E3, which was a few months ago, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the games that, I mean, Darren and I have a pretty good history with is Tomb Raider. And so we watched a story trailer of the new Tomb Raider game that's coming out later this year called Shadow
of the Tomb Raider.
I myself have played, what was the first one of this?
First one of the new reboot?
Was it just Tomb Raider?
I think it was just Tomb Raider, yeah.
And then there was Rise of the Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider, I finished that game. I believe you finished it as well.
I finished the first, the reboot one.
Yeah.
I didn't play Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Rise of the Tomb Raider, I sank some hours into, but I never got around to finishing. So, So I guess my thoughts of the trailer, it seems a lot of kind of the stuff that was in the first two games from what I saw. I thought it was a very well put together trailer. But you wouldn't expect anything less from kind of a AAA game.
Sure.
I think it's because it is the third version of this game. It's kind of just building on kind of some of the ideas and concepts of the first two games. There was some bow shooting. There was some explosions. There was some crawling through dark spaces. There was some pushing and pulling to solve puzzles. Yep. There was stuck in water and hopping over logs.
And fighting an eel.
it kind of hit all the check boxes as far as what you would want out of a Tomb Raider game. What were kind of your thoughts?
So what's interesting is I don't remember a lot of trailers in the past for past Tomb Raider games. I remember my experiences with the games, and I maybe have a running trailer in my head of different events and, you know, whether that's emergent play of experiences that I've had in the game or moments of actual cinematic narrative. But this one seems to have a little bit of a larger scope to me.
Right.
In that, so we're dealing with, it looks like, ancient Mayan civilization. And there's this huge, looks like maybe a tsunami or something. And I'm not really sure where they are or whatever, but I assume South America, being that it's Mayan civilization. And what I know from Tomb Raider as well is that there's always a supernatural element to it, with some ancient rituals or some summoning of demons or gods or something like this. So the scope and the scale just looks a little bit more big, a little bit more epic to me in this one. And that doesn't surprise me when you consider this is the third round for this game series since it's reboot back with Tomb Raider in, I don't know how many years ago that was now.
Yeah.
But before that, Crystal Dynamics had it even before that when they did their first reboot, though, didn't they? Wasn't that Crystal Dynamics then as well?
I believe so, yeah, because there were the kind of the original set of games that came out.
With Eidos and Core.
Yeah, which were like on the original PlayStation.
Yeah, that's right. And that was the first game that I ever owned on the PlayStation, actually. I got a PlayStation and that game back in 95-ish, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember having that game on my PC.
Hmm.
And my PC could barely run it.
Right, right.
Unless I scaled the window down to like a postage size stamp. And then I could play it. And I played it at that resolution because that's how kind of new and innovative that game was at the time.
Sure, sure.
So yeah, there was that first set of kind of original games, which I know you played a ton of.
Mm-hmm.
And I played my fair share. Then there was kind of the next kind of generation of games that I don't think were as well received.
I'm trying to remember. I remember playing through a significant amount of those, and that was around the original Xbox years.
Yeah.
I think I have a copy of that first Tomb Raider reboot for the Xbox still. And I really like them. It was less, in comparison to me replaying this new reboot, Tomb Raider, which was much more cinematic and narrative driven, and it really explored Lara as a character, which I really loved about this newest kind of out of the gate go of it. But the other games still gave me what I wanted mechanically and exploring wise. Looking for things and searching the environment and solving puzzles and being in these really neat areas and atmospheres and tombs, right? And I've enjoyed the Tomb Raider games and put more time into them than you have over the years. And I remember having this conversation specifically going back to when that first reboot was done. And looking at some of the older games and knowing that I had played some of the ones that you hadn't even touched because it kind of had run its course for you.
Yeah, I think at that time, like a lot of the criticisms, I think especially when Uncharted kind of first came out, was that Uncharted was kind of doing Tomb Raider better than
right.
Tomb Raider was at the time.
Sure.
And then with this reboot, you can clearly see that they kind of looked at what Naughty Dog did with Uncharted and kind of took a bit of that formula, but also kind of put their own
right.
twist on it. And I really enjoyed that first game of the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
There was the one aspect of the supernatural stuff, which I know has always been kind of a part of Tomb Raider. But for me, I had a hard time dealing with that since a lot of the game was just so grounded.
I remember you saying that exact thing. Yeah.
It seems kind of within that third act, we're now kind of seeing this mysterious force that doesn't let you leave the island, I think it was.
Hmm.
Seemed a little weird, but in the grand scheme, I finished the game, and right. usually when I finish a game, I've enjoyed it enough to complete it. The second game I was enjoying as I was playing, it was kind of more of the same, more of kind of building on some of those concepts. And it looks, again, this third game looks like it's kind of taking another little small step on building some of those concepts too.
Sure.
For me, I tend to kind of go towards new games because they're new and shiny. And, but I have found myself lately, like, if I've yet to finish, say, the second game of that series.
Okay.
And the third game looks kind of not such a giant leap.
Right.
I should probably just go back to the second game and put some time into that.
Do you think that if you haven't, then it means that it's not worth it pushing through at this point?
Like if I had only played the first game and I skipped the second game?
Well, I mean, like, so obviously you put down the second game after a certain amount of play for a reason, right? Sometimes it's just life gets in the way and you don't find your way back to it. And I get that. But I mean, if it's been gone for so long, I know that some games for me, Mass Effect was actually this way. I finished the first game, but after putting a few hours into the second game, I just never finished it. And then for whatever reason, it wasn't compelling enough to drive me forward. So I never found my way back. And maybe that's the same for this one. Maybe you see the third one, so you're like, oh yeah, I was actually into the second one, but I haven't gone back to it yet. Or it's just, you know, take it or leave it.
Yeah, I think for me, unless the third game was really different in, for, at least from what I saw in that initial kind of trailer, which it didn't look like, there was some different stuff, but it wasn't like a dramatic leap.
Sure. Yeah.
That kind of compels me then to maybe go back to the second game, when I have time or if I get around to it.
Right.
And if I'm in the mood for playing more Tomb Raider, then I'll just go back to that second game.
Right. Right. Yeah. And for me, just going back specifically to the trailer, I'm definitely interested in Mayan culture and civilization and the history that surrounds that. Some of their advances in technology for their time and place were just unbelievable. And yet at the same time, there's a lot of violence that is part of that culture in terms of sacrifice and ritual and things like that. So that's a compelling space for me to kind of explore. And I'm sure other Tomb Raider games have touched on that in the past. I can say that with 100% certainty, I think. But to see this new iteration of Lara go through this, and what I've liked about this character so far is this is the first time where we start to feel who Lara is as a character. Whereas in the first games, she was rich and she was awesome and that was it. And she was beautiful. And that was all it took to be Lara Croft. Right. But seeing her in this kind of a little bit younger version of herself than we were initially introduced to back in the 90s. I really like this character, and she's very strong without her strength simply coming from taking on masculine characteristics, right? It's not just, she's not just strong because she can murder people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was a compelling way to look at it for me. The one thing that I was challenged with in this most recent series when I played Tomb Raider was just some of the horrific ways that Lara's character died sometimes in the game. And some of it was a little too gratuitous for me, because you don't necessarily have to set up Lara as a hero character. I think she is set up as a hero character for sure. But to have this person who you're like invested in die in these often really graphically like awful ways just seemed really counter to what they were trying to portray. And there's ways that they could have had her die and you feel bad about it without you being like, oh, like, do you have to treat her that way? I don't know if that makes sense.
It almost felt like they were like Mortal Kombat fatalities, right? Like,
yeah,
you have this very real grounded character that's like, even when she, I think there was one scene where she encounters the quote unquote bad guys in the beginning and she's kind of wrestling with them. It felt very real and grounded.
Sure.
And then there's another scenario where I think one of the sequences where you're kind of flowing down the water on your back.
Okay.
And if you mess up, you land in these spikes and it like impales you.
Right, right.
Again, to reference Mortal Kombat. It's kind of this really weird...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just didn't fit the tone of the rest of the game of the way they handled violence in other situations.
Sure.
It was kind of this over top, like it felt really weird.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah. So I hope, you know, being that it's the same developer, I hope that over the course, having not played Rise of the Tomb Raider, that I hope there's been some positive change in those aspects of it. It looks like this Lara character is the same character that we've come to know from that first game. Again, having not played Rise, I don't know what her arc looks like or where she's come from in between these two games. But looking at the setting, looking at the fact that even when we see her in the plane and she's talking to what looks to be an ally, he's a person of color. The antagonist is a person of color. So yes, we have Lara in this space who's a white woman. But that doesn't mean that we can't put in diversity into the rest of the cast. And it's interesting too, because even going back to the first game, for large portions of the game, there was no other people. But even when there was, they were all white people.
Right.
So just that extra shift to not only exploring Mayan culture, South American culture, but then bringing in people of color. And my hope is that they're also voiced by people of color. But to bring in all this diversity and make it feel real, like you talked about the first game in the series feeling grounded, I think a big part of it had to do with putting them in having a sense of place and having a sense of reality with, and diversity was a part of that.
For sure.
So it seems to me like there's continued to be progress there, and I'm pleased to see that. And for me, that speaks a lot to the care that the developers put into crafting the story, crafting these characters, and I'm excited to see what comes out of that. Absolutely.
So do you think they're done after this? Like, I would almost like to see them kind of step away, maybe try something new, and then kind of revisit it after some time has passed, right?
Yeah, often things come in threes, right? So if this is their reboot Lara Croft trilogy, then that's a great place to end it. I would rather see a developer walk away when people still want more.
For sure.
Than putting out the fourth or the fifth and then people just being like, whatever. I'd rather leave Lara on a good note, like Exit Stage Left, where we're waiting for an encore and the anticipation is there, as opposed to what they did with the first series of games way back when, where eventually it was like, I'm just not interested in this anymore.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah. I'm not too, like, we kind of chatted about the trailer, but then we've also kind of chatted about Tomb Raider as a franchise in general.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe these, if we do any more of these type of episodes, maybe they're more of a focus of the series in a whole.
Franchise, right?
Franchise. Especially with this game, because it was kind of building on kind of its foundation.
Yeah, the fact that this is a third in this reboot series, but then there was two other versions of this game and this character that have come before that over the last, what would that be, 20 years?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, pretty crazy that
this
game's been out for that long. But yeah, so there's kind of just our thoughts on that E3 trailer, but more
Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
More so just Tomb Raider in general. I know, yeah, Darren and I definitely have a soft spot for her in our hearts, just because we kind of grew up playing those games. But that'll kind of conclude this little episode of Second Player Press Start. As always, you can head over to our website to find links to subscribe to the podcast or check out our YouTube video channel where we upload a video version of each episode. I'm not too sure what I'm going to do for this episode. So that might be, maybe this will be an audio only episode, or
sure,
I'll figure out something. But until next time, say goodnight, Darren.
Goodnight, James.